How big of a loss is not having Keenan for Sunday?
You know, Keenan hasn't been able to practice much this preseason, so BJ's gotten primarily most of the reps in that situation. So we're looking forward to seeing BJ out there on the field.
Is it possible for ask Ben the same question? Like, you talk about three down linebackers, could BJ play like the whole game just about? Is that possible?
It's possible. You know, we'll see what, you know, how the game unfolds and how, you know, what situations arise. But it's possible. He's practiced well. He's had a lot of snaps this preseason, and we're looking forward to seeing him.
What has he done to prove to you that he can be a player that you can have out there in passing situations and, you know, sub packages?
Well, I think seeing he's getting control of our entire defensive package, and then obviously the reps out on the field that we've seen him do here in preseason, he shows to have the athletic ability to help in the run and the pass.
You mentioned, though, you thought he had that ability to be physical and be the guy in the run game. Did it surprise you what he showed you out here in the past game throughout the summer?
No, he's gotten more opportunity to now show himself, and he's really made the most of his reps, so we're excited to see him again out there.
How hard is that to do? To come into a defense that's established, you know, wherever you want to rank you guys from last year. But, you know, BJ's a guy who I think was 13 defensive snaps last year. How hard was that, do you think, for him in the spring to step into that huddle and take control of, you know, all pros and pro bowlers up and down?
Right. I think, you know, it's a good question to ask. I think it's a credit to BJ, you know, showing his maturity, that he's assuming some of the leadership role. But it's also a credit to the rest of the guys in the huddle. We've got a bunch of really good guys in the huddle, other leaders out there too. So it hasn't been just BJ doing everything. Yes, he's making the calls. He's setting the defense and stuff like that. But there's other guys out there that are helping him mature and helping him take control of the defense.
How is he at setting the defense? You notice the difference? You had obviously a veteran in there like Kelvin last year. Is it?
No, it doesn't matter what year you are, as long as you're doing it with confidence, and BJ's practicing and working hard and doing it all with confidence. So it shows up out there. He's vocal. He's, you know, he makes decisions and gets us lined up and lets us go play.
How big a challenge is Ezekiel Elliott for you guys?
Well, obviously, he's a great running back. You know, they've got a lot of great weapons on offense. So, again, it's going to be about our guys focusing on what their job is in the defense call and executing it.
How do you see JT Thomas's role? Because, obviously, he missed pretty much the whole offseason. So, what do you see for a role?
Well, again, JT's just started to get back into the field in the last couple of weeks. So, we're excited to have him back. We're looking forward to him running around and just kind of adding into it. We're finding out more and more what he can do each time he's out on the field. Wherever he fits. Again, we haven't had a lot of reps with him yet. I don't know. We'll figure that out as it goes. We haven't had a lot of reps with him. He's played primarily right now at the weak side. But if he's available and can handle the other stuff, we'll put him wherever he serves us best.
See a guy that can help in sub packages?
Again, hasn't been out there long enough to say enough anything about that.
I mean, do you feel sort of uncertain in some ways with this group? Because obviously Keenan's out, JT just got back, you've got Calvin who's a rookie. I mean, is there any kind of hesitancy for you?
No, excited about the group. Same thing with last year, you know, coming in, you know, every year is a new year. You know, we're excited about the whole group on the defense. It's not just the linebackers playing. It's not just the secondary or the front playing. We're all playing together. So we're excited about the whole group.
How tough was the situation with Herzlick? Obviously, I know he's a big leader for you guys to not be able to have him.
Yeah, it's obviously disappointing to Mark and to us, but you know, we're concerned right now with the Cowboys and going forward and going after those guys on Sunday night.
You see behind the scenes what Jonathan Sears brings. You've obviously named the defensive captain. In your mind, why is he such a good leader, and what does he sort of bring that's different than other guys maybe?
Well, I think he brings up, again, maturity and leadership is kind of two of his strong traits. That he's out there, he practices every day, he wants the reps. I tried to give him a couple of reps off the other day, and he got hot at me because he likes being out there practicing. He leads by example, so it's a great honor to get that, to be named captain, and he's earned it.
With Kennard's role the way it was last year, I would imagine it'll be similar to where he does get some rush, you know, down line, moving up front a little bit. Do you like what he's given you in terms of, you know, playing the strong side and then also being able to work in to the other rush packages?
DK has been really good in terms of excelling in his role. Whatever we put him at, whatever we've asked him to do, he's done a great job excelling in his role and really has done a tremendous job for wherever we've put him at whatever spot.
How's Romeo coming along?
Who's that?
Romeo Ibarra.
Romeo's good. Romeo's got the physical and mental traits that we think can help us. And again, the more you can do, the more valuable you become. But we're excited in seeing him keep developing.
How did that come about? The fact that you guys used him a linebacker, was it something you saw or did he suggest it to Ben maybe see?
No, you got to give credit probably to Ben on that. Ben had those flex days where we kind of switch guys to positions. And you see him move around, you see his length, and you see his athleticism. But his... his mental makeup, too, really allows him to kind of grasp it quicker than some, and that's what's really helped him.
How big of an adjustment is that?
Oh, it's an adjustment. You'll have to ask him how big. We expect him to make it.
What are those days like for you as a coach? I mean, do you kind of see guys like, hey, I'd like to get that guy over here, and then Ben kind of vetoes it?
Well, no, that's kind of what we're trying to – I think with only 53 guys, and again, you'll have to ask Ben about this. He can answer it better. Well, with 53 guys, Ben, I think, is trying to do the right thing by making the most of the 53 guys we have on the roster. So if we can use them at any other position, we'll use them at any other position.
Two more questions.
Yeah, I'm just trying to figure out how you guys do it. So when he goes out there and you use him there, you guys see any success recently? Maybe we want to do more of this? Is that sort of
Yeah, it might build on it from there. Try to build from where we see, if we see something on it.